Good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. Well, the picture looks completely different from what it was 24 hours ago, and that's because the much impending tariffs that finally came into effect on Canada and Mexico have been delayed for 30 days. And that is after agreements were reached with both nations, with the US. The Mexico has also promised that they will deploy soldiers at their border to prevent illegal immigration. They'll also look to prevent the smuggling of fentanyl into the country. Same thing with Canada. Immigration and fentanyl were the two bones of contention with the US, and they have been agreed upon. And as a result of which, the Canadian dollar gained nearly 1%. The Mexican peso was up 2%. The US markets, well, they staged the recovery, but the recovery was not as swift as anticipated. Not for the Dow though. The Dow gained almost 550 points from the lows of the day, but still ended 100 points lower. The S&P 500 ended almost 0.75% lower. The Nasdaq ended almost 1% lower. So it was a recovery, but not in the extent as which it was imagined. What about China? Well, Donald Trump has said that negotiations with China might take place in the next 24 hours. Markets over there are still shut. They'll resume for trading tomorrow. So by the time we are talking to you tomorrow, there might be some decision taken on China as well. Well, for our own markets, the fall yesterday was not as steep as it was anticipated because, of course, there was some uncertainty over this trade war, and that is the result of which that offset that positive sentiment that came in post the union budget with regards to the income tax relief that has been given to the middle class. The Nifty still managed to hold on to those 23,350 levels. That is a positive despite that 120-point cut. There were pockets that outperformed. There were pockets that underperformed. The consumption-oriented theme continued to surge higher with stocks like Voltas and all of these companies, Sapphire Foods, Devyani International, Metro Brands. They were the big outperformers in yesterday's trading session, but the underperformers though continued to be PSUs. Railway stocks continued to sell off. Defense continued to sell off. Although they had a slight recovery from the day's low, but the losses were still substantial by the end of the day. Today, of course, is the weekly expiry of the Sensex contract, so you need to keep that in mind. But the important level to watch out for is that 23,350 mark on the Nifty. The GIFT Nifty is indicating a gap up for now. And if we do end up crossing that 23,500 mark, it'll be interesting to see if we do manage to sustain at those levels as well. The bulls will be definitely hoping so. Well, among the stocks that you need to keep an eye out on, today there are some very important results, mind you. Asian Paints and Titan. Asian Paints, a stock that has been beaten down, battered, underperforming, call it what you like, will be reporting results today. Titan will also be reporting results today, along with a whole host of other companies as well. But among other names you need to keep an eye out for, Power Grid's results were below expectations. KEC International's margins saw a bit of an expansion compared to the same time last year. Tata Chemicals, well, that it reported a net loss compared to a net profit, but that is because of an exceptional item of 70 crore rupees. HFCL, NLC India, Castrol, Premier Energies, all of them will be reacting to results. Garden Reach will be reacting to results, as will Wellspun Enterprises. Garden Reach, mind you, saw revenue growth that was healthy. There was also margin expansion on a year-on-year basis. So positive results coming in there for Garden Reach Shipbuilders. Well, among the other names that are going to be reporting results today include the likes of Tata Power, there is Azad Engineering, there are other names like Happiest Minds, and a lot of other companies that you need to keep an eye out for in today's trading session. Whirlpool is going to be reporting results today, so keep an eye out on that as well. If there is any further commentary on the promoter stake sale that was announced last week and that led to a sharp sell-off in the stock price, Torrent Power Two is going to be reporting results today. But for now, the screen is green. The bulls will hope that this sustains. The broader markets will be in focus, particularly the railway and the defense names. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of the Market Buzz podcast. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com for the sharpest market insights.